Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We continue our adventure in John chapter 9, verses 17 through 34 in the NRSV. And we're picking up in the story yesterday from the man who was born blind and healed on the Sabbath by Jesus. And this is what it says. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight. And they asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents had said, "He is of age, ask him." So, for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, though, I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and you are trying to teach us," and they drove him out. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, what a story. Thank you, Lord, for the story that and what it means in Scripture and how it informs us about our attitudes and how arrogance can keep us from the kingdom of God. And Lord, we just understand that one of those, the great sin that happened in the Garden of Eden was had to do with pride. It had to do with knowing better than God. And here the Pharisees are trying to question a man and his parents about this miracle. And they really can't, because he was born blind and now he sees. And he is pretty much astonished that they don't believe, because it has never been reported that this has ever happened before, and yet they choose not to believe. And so, Lord, they have hard hearts. And so we pray for the people in our lives right now who have hard hearts, who don't choose to believe, who adamantly will not believe. They make a choice to not follow you. They may know the truth. They may have seen the truth. They may have seen the miracles in our lives, but they stubbornly refuse to turn and repent. And so, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would soften their hearts. We pray that you would bring them to you. We pray that this hard-heartedness and pride of life, which represents the enemy of our souls, would be melted away in Jesus' name. We pray that circumstances of life would bring them to a place of repentance. We pray that they would hit that rock bottom so that they could reach up toward you and be rescued, so that you could lift them from the pit and set their feet upon a rock and make their footsteps firm. That is our greatest prayer, Lord, for those in our lives who are stubborn and will not and choose not to believe the truth. But we know, God, that you are bigger than that. We trust you that you are bigger than that. We know that you can woo people to yourself, because we are examples of that. And Lord, we're examples of this great testimony of, "I was blind, but now I see." Lord, give us the boldness we need today to make that our testimony to our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our family members. Yes, this is what my life was like before Jesus, and this is now what my life is like after Jesus. I was this, and now I am this. I was blind, but now I see. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God. Help us to share it boldly today with your strength and through the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can do a little rating on iTunes or Stitcher, or a 2 to 3 sentence review really helps other people find it. Thanks so much, and have an amazing day.